Four Little Friends, Looking for Brittany, by Tamara S. Arthur, based on an experience of the author's family. Ye must pray always. 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 9.
Andrew, she's gone, Emma said. Who's gone? Brittany, are you sure? Andrew asked. I looked everywhere in the backyard, but she's gone.
We'd better tell Mom, Andrew said, racing Emma to the kitchen door.
Mom, they yelled, the dog's gone.
Oh, no, not again, Mom said. We'd better go find her. Walking down their country road, Andrew looked. Emma looked.
Look, Mom, a kitten found us, Andrew said. Can we take it home?
No, Andrew, we are looking for a dog, not a kitten. Next, they walked by a lake. Soon, two white ducks waddled up behind them.
Look, Mom, ducks found us, Emma said. Can we take them home?
Oh, no, Emma. We are looking for a dog, not ducks. When they passed Mrs. Eggett's yard, Emma waved and Andrew called.
Mrs. Eggett, have you seen our dog?
No, Andrew, but if you'll wait a minute, I could find you each a cookie, she answered. Andrew, Emma, and Mom said thank you. They munched on cinnamon cookies as they kept walking. They looked high and low, over and under, around and behind, but still no Brittany.
We're going home, Mom said finally. We're tired and need to rest.
Andrew was sad. As they walked home, he said, We found one black kitten, two white ducks, and three cinnamon cookies, but no spotted dog. Walking in their front door, Mom suddenly stopped.
Andrew, do you and Emma know what we forgot to do?
Andrew thought, and Emma thought.
Finally, Andrew said, We forgot to pray.
Folding their arms, they bowed their heads and prayed. They asked Heavenly Father to please help them find their lost dog. Then they rested. After rest time, Andrew and Emma were ready to search again. Just then, Dad walked into the house. Emma told him the whole sad story. Dad listened carefully. Then he said, I have an idea. Wait here. He walked back outside. A few minutes later, he returned with Brittany.
Dad, where did you find her? Andrew asked excitedly.
She was sleeping behind the neighbor's house, Dad said, smiling.
Next time we need help, we'll pray first, Andrew said. It's better when Heavenly Father helps, too.
Note. Tamara S. Arthur is a member of the Clark Ward, Grantsville, Utah Stake. End of note.
Family Home Evening, I Can Sustain the Prophet, by Judy Gregg Hansen. Heavenly Father has blessed us with prophets. President Gordon B. Hinckley leads us today. It is important for us to follow his counsel. You may need some assistance with this activity. Instructions. Cut out the strip of pictures on this page and cut them apart. Read each sentence and find the picture or word for the missing word and glue it in place. The pictures are the picture of a mouth, eyes, knees, your whole self, ears, hand, mind. I will raise my blank to sustain or support the prophet in conference. Answer. Hand. I will use my blank to watch the prophet when he speaks. Answer. Eyes. I will use my blank to listen when the prophet speaks. Answer. Ears. I will use my blank to testify that President Hinckley is a prophet. Answer. Mouth. I will use my blank and pray for our prophet every day. Answer. Knees. I will use my blank and study the words of the prophet. Answer. Mind. I will use my blank to do the things the prophet says. Answer: Whole Self. Apple Napkin Rings by Barbara Powers Cruzen. You may need some assistance with this activity. To make 4 napkin holders, you will need pencil, tracing paper, scissors, brown, red, and green construction paper, and glue. Felt may be substituted for construction paper. 1. With a pencil and tracing paper, copy the 4 patterns on this page and cut them out. 2. Trace 4 ring patterns on the brown paper and cut out. Overlap the ends of each paper strip to form a ring. Glue in place and let dry. 3. Trace 4 red apples, brown stems, and green leaves. Cut them out. 4. Glue the stems and leaves to the apples. Then glue the apple on the top of the glued ends of the ring. End of the section for little friends.